Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Eau Claire, Wisconsin.
Yes, this is the request line. Is there a song you'd like to hear?
I would like to hear the song, Why Isn't My Phone Taking Calls This Morning?
I don't know. You know, it's interesting because I call your phone, and today it was different. It was like sometimes it's a different, I don't know, but today it was just like, hi, this is Dr. Cans. So it kind of went to this professional voicemail.
Weird.
Yeah.
Huh.
Your phone plays tricks on us from time to time.
It does. Yeah. Well, I had just looked at the time on my clock, and it said 10:46, and I thought, uh-oh. And so I had just pulled up my call record, and I was like, I'm just going to call in. And as I was doing that, you sent me a text message saying, hey, your phone's not taking calls today.
So. Yeah, let's just kind of have this as a standing play here in the huddle. If I don't call by like 5:46, just go ahead and call me at the number you just
did.
So,
all right. Yeah, we can do that.
All right, well, so much for whatever preliminary talk we're going to do. We better jump right in today. It's Love Letter 53 from Larry Crabb, 66 Love Letters, which is summed up as Let Then Interpret Now. And if we go to the back of the book, the epilogue, the wonderful story everyone needs to hear, the Bible in 66 paragraphs, 2 Thessalonians summed up this way, imagining the Lord himself unpacking it in one paragraph this way. It's just three chapters, 2 Thessalonians. Interpret all that's happening now in the light of what's coming then. Judgment is coming, the end of selfishness and the destruction of evil. Community is coming, the reunion of family, satisfaction of every desire, and the eternal party of love. Until then, keep active. You have work to do.
Love it. Yeah, again, the idea of God's in the business of reconciling everything.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I think we hear that there. And, you know, like now we look around and we see a lot of division and disintegration in the world and in the church. And yet knowing or trying to remember that God is moving us all toward that place of love and that we can be agents of that even now.
Mm-hmm. Well, I like that line. I mean, the end of evil. I mean, just, I think of like Romans 16:20, that the God of peace will soon crush Satan under your feet. So,
yeah, for sure.
All right, we got one really cool verse today, and you've got quite a bit to say about it in your devotional commentary, Letters to the Beloved. So, what is Mark 1:35?
It's one of my favorite verses in the book of Mark, and it says, before daybreak the next morning, Jesus got up and went out to an isolated place to pray.
Yeah, that's it. And that is a fine verse. But let's see what you say in your devotional commentary, Letters to the Beloved. You say this. You say more than that sentence. You say, although he loved his friends, Jesus never missed an opportunity for time alone with me. He woke up before sunrise and snuck away for sweet fellowship. He did not tell his followers where he was going because they would have insisted upon coming along. Beloved, try to learn from him. As you work with others, do not neglect time alone with me. Practice solitude regularly or you'll burn out quickly. As Dietrich Bonhoeffer wrote in his book, Life Together, let him who cannot be alone beware of community. Let him who is not in community beware of being alone. Each by itself has profound perils and pitfalls.
Yeah, you know, I think we run into this busyness in the Christian life. And sometimes that takes a big toll on our soul. And I think one of the beautiful things we see in the book of Mark is Jesus, whether by himself or with a small group of people, continually trying to sneak away. And then also that kind of balanced against ministering to lots and lots of people.
Yeah. I wondered for a little bit there if you were just trying to, because you like to be an early riser, if you were trying to just kind of make the case for early rising. But yeah. You
know. Yeah. Whenever people can find those times, I think it's great.
Yeah. And I like good stuff there from Bonhoeffer's Life Together, which I know you're a big fan of, too. Thank you, Jason. Glad we could connect.
Talk to you later. Yeah, you can talk to you later.
All right. There we go for a Thursday. We'll do it one more time tomorrow here, Lord willing.
Well, our Home for the Holidays contest is back, and we want to let you know how much we would love to hear from you. Who's someone that you would love to see this Christmas, whether it's going to see them or bringing them home to you? We've started to see some stories trickle in. We want as many as possible, Havo, and I think it's always important to note with this contest, so many people think, you know what, no one would care about my story.
Right.
And my story's not important enough. It is. It absolutely is. And we want to tell you everyone's story is important. And I think sometimes people think it needs to be something big and magnificent. It, you know, whatever it is, whoever it is, we're just trying to help a family be together.
Listen, it takes some time and energy and effort, and I know we all lead busy lives. I've had some good intentions about some things even since Sunday, and I'm like, wow, it's already Thursday. I haven't done that yet. Yes. So, I mean, you know, you need to just carve that out and determine, like, you know what? I'm going to enter WIB's Home for the Holidays contest because I've got as good a chance as anybody.
And the thing is, too, even if you say, you know what, I'm fortunate enough to be able to be with my family this Christmas. Maybe there's someone else you could share this with. We have it all over social media as well, too. And again, it's exciting this year that we've got round-trip airfare courtesy of Travel Leaders at Chippewa Falls anywhere in the 48 states. And so, yeah, this in a lot of ways is an even bigger prize. I know before a lot of times we've offered $1,000 from the station toward round-trip airfare, too. But again, Travel Leaders, basically, they picked out the most expensive destination that you could get to in the 48 states and said, okay, we'll double that in terms of value that we're offering. So again, round-trip airfare anywhere in the 48 states, they will make it happen as long as it's somewhere that Delta, huge airline, flies. They're going to get you there.
Caleb, I know. Now, even as we're getting into this a little deeper here, I know all of a sudden people, they're going, well, yeah, I guess as long as you're talking about it. I mean, you know, so-and-so lives in California. I mean, wow, if you mean it, I mean, yeah, I'd love to have them come and be with us for the holidays.
Yeah, and again, we give you until October the 6th to enter, and then after that, then the stories are put up at WWIB.com, and folks can vote, and that's a great time to, again, recruit some support on social media. And, you know, again, if you didn't enter, we appreciate your voting as well when we get to that point as well, too, because just by a couple clicks, you're helping a family be together this Christmas, and that's what Home for the Holidays is about. It's about, again, that special time of year as we celebrate the Savior's birth. In advance of that, we want to give a gift to a family. And for those who are like, it is September, summer's not even officially over, why are you guys doing this early? Well, the point is that we, again, this ends late October. We get a winner early November. They have plenty of time to, again, make those travel plans. Because when it's someone that you are completely not expecting to see or bring home, it can take a little time to get those things organized. So the goal, again, is to have a winner well before the holiday season so those travel arrangements can be arranged.
And so for my procrastinating brothers and sisters, and I say that as someone who is, listen, I was born 2 weeks late and I've been late ever since and late with the assignments, and I have too many bad memories about finishing it off the day it was due. And so, listen, maybe just say to yourself, just tell yourself that October 1st is the deadline.
Yeah, I know. That's the thing, too. You know? So forget that I said October 6th.
Yeah, right.
And I will say, for Caleb's sake, the earlier you get those entries in as the person who has to kind of coordinate those things, the earlier you get them in, the more it helps so Caleb isn't working all throughout that weekend. So I'd appreciate it if you get them in early as well.
So let's do that and just determine that, hey, I'm going to get my story. Where do they take it again, Caleb?
WWIB.com/holidays. Or we've got it plastered all over at WWIB.com as well, or our social media.
All right. Our friends at Four King and Country, Joel and Luke, have joined with us. And musically, they're asking you this question about your entry. What are we waiting for? Patrick Mayberry, Lead On, Good Shepherd, WWIB. And Caleb, I got to say, that song was stuck in my head yesterday. And of all the songs we've been playing lately here on WWIB, that's the one that just kind of, for me, just kind of gets, it's great, encouraging tune, you know?
Oh, I really enjoy it. And it is that way, too. And that's, we love hearing feedback from you all as well, too. Listener line 715-396-1670. We asked it on social media the other day. You know, hey, what's a song that we play here that just gets stuck in your head?
Yeah.
And I love that, again, the positive, God-honoring messages in these songs are things that, are racing through our head all throughout the day. That's a good thing to get stuck in your head as opposed to some of the other things in the world these days.
That whole Philippians 4:8, the eight things that you should think about, right? Mm. The types of things, and WWIB helps you out with that. Here on the WIB Wake Up Show. Now, it's one thing to take a nap. I don't know. I saw snoring.
That seems maybe, more like deep REM sleep there.
It is. And so I know I take my power naps at my second job during the day. But I don't think I've lapsed into snoring. But the benefits of napping this morning.
Indeed. And you know, again, if you've listened to the WIB Wake Up Show for any length of time, that both Halvo and I are part of Nap Nation,
yes.
Right? We espouse the benefits of napping. I'm sure there are some out there who are like, must be nice. I don't have the opportunity to nap. And we feel for you. But if you do get a chance, man, it's refreshing. 32% of us say we nap every day.
Yeah. And I got to just, for me personally, I mean, I just hit a point at my desk at, say, my one source job. I'm like, I just am not being productive. I got to go over to the couch and then. Praise the Lord. He lets me anywhere from 5 to 15 minutes, and then I am much more reinvigorated.
And usually, I mean, I'm kind of a late lunch person, too. So, again, get a little something in the tummy, and then I try to nap a little bit. Mm-hmm. Sometimes it's successful, sometimes not. Yesterday, again, was trying to rest a little bit, but there was a very cute 5-year-old that wanted some books read, and that took priority. That was more important. But my wife is very gracious. Instead of saying, hey, maybe you could help a little bit more during your lunch break, which I probably should be doing, lets me, again, get a little 15-minute, 20-minute nap if I'm really fortunate to. And it's just so refreshing for the rest of the day.
Absolutely. So here's some nap guidelines. 10 to 20 minutes. This is a power nap. That's what we're getting, Caleb. It's ideal for boosting energy and alertness. And yes absolutely.
30 minutes, avoid this if you don't want to wake up feeling, you know, groggy. It can last up to 30 minutes after waking up. So then, again, you've kind of lost an hour of productivity if you take a nap too long.
Yeah, so a 60-minute nap, I don't know, here, best if you want to refresh your brain for improving facts, faces, and names.
So what I'm seeing from this is 10 to 20 minutes is a great sweet spot. 30 minutes is too long, but 60 minutes is good.
Yeah, right. And what about 90 minutes?
You'll find it easier to wake up from this hour and a half nap because you've gone through the entire sleep cycle in those 90 minutes. This is a good length for emotional and procedural memory and creativity. Wow, I didn't know there was this much science to it.
Oh, yeah. And for the average person, the best nap time between 1 and 4. And isn't it true, like in other countries, I mean, they just kind of do have like their siesta time.
Yeah, I've said that too. The siesta is something, I mean, again, we've taken so many wonderful things from Hispanic culture. We've got our Tex-Mex now, too, or we love all of that. Well, let's adopt the siesta as well, too. Let's just say, hey, from 1 to 2 in the afternoon, nobody go anywhere, nobody do anything. Let's just rest.
This show is really going down the toilet, Caleb.
Truth is stranger than fiction sometimes. Wacky, but true. We don't always regale you with these, but today, we just had to. A woman in Michigan had to be rescued after getting stuck in an outhouse.
Stuck in an outhouse while trying to retrieve her Apple Watch.
You can probably imagine what happened. Police in Michigan say the woman dropped her Apple Watch into the commode in the outhouse, but then she didn't stop.
Oh,
it's
no.
Not like,
no!
Rats, what am I going to do? Shoot, those things are expensive. No, she said, I'm going to go down and get that thing. And that's where the trouble started.
No!
She lowered herself inside the toilet to retrieve it, but was then unable to get out. There's pictures of this. So I guess it doesn't say. I'm assuming she actually got it. Was it worth it? Was it worth it? First responders were called to the scene and used a strap to hoist the woman to safety after removing the entire toilet. In this outhouse.
Was it worth it? Because it not only became, it became a national, if not international, news story.
And here's the thing. This is not the first time something like this has happened. Back in April of last year, a woman who accidentally dropped her phone into the hole of an outhouse in a national forest also needed to be rescued. This happened in the Olympic National Forest northwest of Seattle.
Yeah, she'd been using her phone, and the woman then disassembled the toilet seat and used dog leashes to try and get the phone, and eventually used the leashes to tie herself off as she reached for it. That effort failed, and she fell into the toilet head first.
Oh. The woman was alone and tried to get out for 10 to 15 minutes. Now you're like, oh, well, she can call for help because hopefully she got to her phone down there. Reunited with her phone, she called 911. Responding firefighters passed her blocks to stand on to reach a harness, which they used to pull her out of the vault toilet.
Okay, so, I mean, people, I'm sure, have it can happen. I mean, it's kind of become culturally aware that people do look at their phones in the restroom. So be careful. But at an outhouse, I don't know about you. I mean, I'm like, just leave that alone.
Well, this is the thing. I even plan camping trips on making sure that they have flush commodes and not outhouses. This woman in question said she was uninjured, but she didn't need to be hosed off. Just the mental image there. She then refused medical attention, went on her way. Part of it might have been, you know what, you can hose all the stuff off, but you probably can't hose off the bright red of her face because that is the ultimate embarrassment. Let's call firefighters because I fell headfirst into a pit toilet.
I think she was dying of embarrassment. Speaking of which, 513 free, live like we're dying, taking us to weather on WIB.
WWIB, the WIB Wake Up Show with Caleb and Halvo, and found an acronym that's really interesting. It says for happiness, try STIR, S-T-I-R, an acronym. And looking into this, I thought, you know what? I really agree with this. I like this a lot.
Yeah. So S is for serve others. You want to feel good? Do good. Studies show that doing 5 good deeds a week can significantly elevate your mood.
Again, in this acronym, STIR, S, now T. T is give thanks. People who count their blessings every day show a marked improvement in their outlook on life. And of course, we know as well, too, give your blessings to whom? Give them to the one who made you.
Uh-huh. So you got S is serve, T is thanks, I is involvement. Investing in others and having them invest in you gives your life purpose. Be a part of something.
Sure, absolutely. And so STIR for STIR. R stands for relationships. People who are more socially connected to family, friends, or in their community are happier, physically healthier, and live longer with fewer mental health problems than those who are less well-connected. So again, I mean, you've mentioned this a lot of times, Halvo. It comes down to relationships, doesn't it? The vertical relationship with our God and the horizontal relationships with others that he's made.
I heard Greg Laurie talking about it with his series of the Ten Commandments last night, the first four. We understand having to do with God. And those last six, starting with honoring your mother and father, having to do with the horizontal relationships as well. So there you go. Let's recap it one more time. S is for serve.
Yes, S is for serve. T is for give thanks.
I is for involvement.
And R is for relationships.
There you go. So you're going to be happy the rest of your life now.